Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know that everyone is born with psychic abilities? It's just a matter of knowing how to tap into it. Wouldn't it be great to have a podcast that can help? This is the Psychic Inside Show. Joel the Vibrarian,
on a higher frequency,
is on a mission to elevate, enlighten, and empower. We're all born with gifts and abilities, but not all of us recognize or accept them. Hear from people who've opened up to the psychic inside. You'll hear their fascinating stories, and we'll take a peek behind the veil, plus psychic readings and more. Our phone line is open. Dial 646-787-8436. That's 646-787-8436. This is the Psychic Inside Show. And now your host, Joel the Vibrarian.
Greetings and hello. Hello. This is the Psychic Inside Show. And yes, I am Joel. This is my opportunity to have a wonderful conversation each week. And to each of you who catch this show in the podcast directories out there on iTunes, Amazon, also on the Blog Network, I'm so glad that you are tuning in. Thank you. You can also catch the replays on the Vibrare YouTube channel. So we're here live, but there's always an opportunity to catch up with these stories. Now, I believe that everyone is psychic and you just may not realize it. So my guests come on and they offer us an opportunity to look at things that they experienced in the hopes that maybe you might recognize something, feel a vibration, a connection, or resonance, and it will help you along your way as well. Now, you can call in during this show if you have a question. 646-787-8436 is the number. I know people call in for psychic readings. We're going to have another opportunity for you to do that with my guest this evening. So if you're on and you have a question about the story, absolutely, we are going to get you on the air. But readings will have to go on another night. So I think that's all the housekeeping that I need to do right now. And as I get ready to take my long-winded way around my introduction, I have to say that to me, one of the beautiful things about being a librarian and an information person is that everything and everyone has a story to tell. Now, one of the places that you've heard me mention time and time and again on this show is Gloria Parker's Big Psychic Fair up in Roswell, Georgia. This event has been going on for, I think, almost 30 years, if not just over 30 years. And it is a monthly metaphysical fair that has been going on, and it wound up being a hub and a way station and an intersection point. And my guest this evening is a person who I met there, great vibration, great energy. And so this evening, I'm so glad to welcome to the conversation Wang. Wang, thank you for coming on this evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Your Highness.
I mean, as we know, Gloria Parker's Big Psychic Fair, you know, there's so many people who come in. And one of the things that I enjoyed about going to Gloria's, both as a consumer and practitioner, is that you get to see the different ways that people connect and the services that they provide. So when I first encountered Wang up at the fair, he was sitting at a table and just quietly observing. You were just like kind of in this real calm vortex. And I think I approached you and asked you like, okay, so what is it you're doing? Because I thought maybe you were throwing cowrie shells or doing some form of African divination, and I was very curious, but that was not it at all. So can you share a little bit about what you were doing at Gloria Parker's fair?
Yeah, thank you very much, everybody. Glad to be here. It's a pleasure to be here. When I was at Gloria's psychic fair, I was there doing I Ching. And most people read it as I Ching, and that is a form of Chinese divination, over 5,000 years old. And I Ching is mated with an astrology system also called the Purple King. And this system came from the Taoists out of ancient China.
Yeah, I'm not expecting to sit in Roswell, Georgia at a table in front of a master practitioner on a Saturday, first weekend of the month.
Wow.
That was great, though. Like, I sat with you, I think, an hour. And, I mean, so again, like, getting to be at this point, how does one get a knowledge of such unique divination?
Okay.
Thing.
All right. We're going to jump all over the place, but
yes, please.
that knowledge that I got came from the master. My master is in Hong Kong. He goes by the name of the Cat. And
okay.
This master here is, he was actually my first person that basically did an astrology chart for me.
Okay.
And when he did the astrology chart, it's a long story, so you got to get the beginning of it. When he did the astrology chart for me, he did a style called the Purple King.
Mm-hmm.
You may see it on in YouTube, or when you, what you call it, when you Google it, you may see Purple Star, or you may see Zai Wadu, but it's also called the Purple King. And that is an awesome astrology, and I was just so blown away by that. Very intrigued, and you know, I don't know what to say about it. I'm still fascinated by that system. And
well,
after that,
I have a question at this juncture. So, yes. Did you already like kind of have a astrology framework in terms of the traditional Western zodiac in your knowledge base, or was this like reading really your first encounter with astrological divination in a way that hit home?
That was my first. You know, like most people, I read horoscopes and I've heard about natal chart, but I never had one done. And
mm-hmm.
The thing about it is, when the first chart you get is the highest of the food chain, nothing else compares.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's when I got my first reading done, and I was like I was into divination before, but
mm-hmm.
then let's jump now to the I Ching. So eventually, I became his student, and after 5 years of being his student, teaching me just Taoist philosophies, real world spirituality, and I say real
mm-hmm.
world spirituality, taught me about the extraterrestrials that came
mm-hmm.
down and taught the ancient Chinese martial
mm-hmm.
arts, medicine, divination, astrology, so many things, acupuncture, and after taking a lot of his abuse, because he was old school traditional, he wasn't
mm-hmm.
about to give you nothing easy.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, after 5 years, I asked him to teach me the I Ching, or was it the astrology? I don't remember which one it was. And then he did. He did a divination, and he looked at my chart, and he said, okay, let's go. Then he charged me a whole lot of money, too.
Okay. I mean, but I'm like seeing you in this, I'm seeing this movie, like the, where they're on this high mountain in Tibet, and like the physical, you know, grueling kind of as you're telling this.
Nah. It can be like that, because this guy here, he didn't make nothing easy for you. Insulted
mm-hmm.
you, called you names. You made a mistake, especially when he was teaching you. He'd just go off. And he
mm-hmm.
just did it just to make you quit. I mean, this is an example. We'll be having regular conversations and everything like that, but when lesson time came, I had a fear in my heart, because I know, and we would be at the library or someplace like that, and it would just be like, you make a mistake, oh, you stupid, what's wrong with you?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and he liked to do that in public places. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, the wealth of
he had a plan. He had a plan, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say the wealth and knowledge and the systemic undertaking, like we're talking about years now of you learning and studying this. This is astrology is no joke. I think anybody who goes beyond the simple reading can respect the science of it.
Well, I'm going to have to interrupt you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me Western astrology, and the way he mm-hmm. taught it to me, I had to get the ephemeris. I told him that I wanted mm-hmm. to learn astrology. Mm-hmm. He said, "Hey, I can't teach you this, but I could teach you Western astrology." Mm-hmm. So we went. I mm-hmm. learned it by hand, drawing the mm-hmm. chart, mm-hmm. plotting everything out in the ephemeris.
Yes, wow.
Okay, now there's a lot of people out there that they just press a button to put in the date, everything comes. No, none of that. Had to learn with the ephemeris, with all the books, plotting things out and everything. So he did not make anything easy.
Yes. I think my most trusted astrologers are old school like that, where they understand the tool and can draw up something and reverse engineer because of knowing how everything fits together. I have deep, deep respect for that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you went your own reading that you received, then opened up this rabbit hole that you undertook.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Because, look, before then, I definitely had interest in spirituality, read the Bible a couple of times. Then the answers, certain things just didn't add up for me because my mind, you know, because most of mm-hmm. us are karmically, we have a predisposition karmically. And I've seen that in many people's charts. So I could say that, you know, like, hey, most of us who are into spirituality, whether it be the occult or whether it be secular, biblical, you know, or even, you know, Islam or anything, structured religion, it's in the chart.
Mm.
Very, very much mm-hmm. so in the chart.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I've seen it many, many times already. Okay? So
mm-hmm.
I had a fascination with just overall spirituality, mysticism, just the wonders of the universe. And so I was building up, and it culminated in meeting the master.
Mm. So it came to you in this, you know, lifetime. And it's like you mentioned the karma and the chart, being able to, like,
mm-hmm.
look at that. There are people who will say, you know, oh, that's BS. I'm free will, you know, stars don't tell. Mm. I get that a lot.
Not at all.
You know.
Not at all. I tell you this. I've done charts for people, and like the master did to me, I tell them when I do an astrology chart, I say, pick a particular year in your life that something profound or something really, really important happened. Don't tell me, just tell me the year.
Mm-hmm,
and I could go
mm-hmm.
back and look at the chart, go back 10 years, 5 years, 1 year, 20 years, and I could tell you, like, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what the master did. He was able to he pinpointed some dates in my life that made me realize, oh, wow, this just didn't happen. This thing was destined to happen based on my ignorance and just going along with the flow.
Mm-hmm,
without divine
mm-hmm.
intervention, without knowing exactly what's going to happen or having some guidance, you will go right into the direction that nature wants you to go to. You'll run right into that brick wall.
right. To me, the music of the spheres, if you will, the energetic influence that all objects are having on each other, the pull of planets and the traversing of large objects, and all of that, to me, has to be harmoniously presented. And
yes, it
so
does.
Did you find it as you began to study with him in the philosophies prior to the sciences, is it more of a blended from, like, over here, psychic versus spiritual, like, they're different. Religion and the connection to spirit is different. But other cultures, it's not such a... Yeah, if he's telling you about, you know, how the aliens taught them martial arts and science and all that, that seems like it's kind of an integrative spiritualism.
Okay.
Is that correct? Or, I mean, like, where does psychicness, if that's a term that you even resonate, fit within the journey with the cat or your journey outside of what you did in coming into that pathway?
Okay. Now, the ability to look within and to have that forward-thinking question lingering, the strong intuition, you know, mm-hmm. all those things are embedded in you.
Mm-hmm.
And so it also leads to the curiosity. And I don't know which one comes first, whether it's the planets are in charge or they're just guideposts to help us, you know, understand ourselves,
mm-hmm.
because we're very
mm-hmm.
complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But overall, this type of learning, this type of belief system, even the affinity towards the occult, and I use the occult to say, you know, mysticism,
mm-hmm.
ritual,
mm-hmm.
you know, the pull for that is in you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why most of us go through things and find ourselves. I met a lady. She said that she went and had surgery. And after she went and had some surgery, when she woke up, she was never the same. She said it opened up her intuition, her psychic ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it never happened. So sometimes, you know, it's there, and sometimes it's just things that trigger them within us.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, was this a trigger for you, or were you already like operating in an enhanced or integrated fashion prior to this?
I was building up. I was already, I started to take notice of the things that I was attracted to on a spiritual level. There was a deep yearning for just going deeper within and tapping into my powers. In fact, I started to remember,
mm-hmm.
you know, who mm-hmm. I was, and I started on the quest to continue to remember and come into my fullness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, before I'm from Jamaica. I was born in Jamaica. I was raised here in America, but I was born in Jamaica. So the family is still very much involved in our Jamaican culture. So
mm-hmm.
in Jamaican culture, you know, we have the indigenous, you know,
mm-hmm.
Type of religion there mixed in with Christianity.
Yes.
And as in most of the indigenous lands, you have a lot of indigenous religions still there. Like you have
yes.
people still practicing religions from Cuba because, you know, the
mm-hmm.
island port. You have people from Haiti there practicing their indigenous religion. You
mm-hmm.
have, you know, just a mix of different people practicing their indigenous religions or
mm-hmm.
indigenous spirituality, excuse me, indigenous
yes,
spirituality.
Yes.
Voodoo, Obia, Santeria, you know, Ifa, all
Lukumi.
Types.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's part of the indigenous spiritualism,
of course,
didn't necessarily separate, like, so the presence of ancestor or karma or whatever in a way that kind of the Euro-Christian offshoots of religions versus what you're speaking of. It separated out, mm-hmm. I think, on purpose, you know, the things like astrology and divination and predictive tools. And other places, it's like, it's part of, you know, when you're a Hindu, you're born, you put your chart. Like, I would assume that it was very important for your master to have undertook such a serious thing. It was important to him to have a tool to live his life by.
Yeah,
that's a difference in value system. I think that it's nice to see now, like, you now live by what you learned.
Okay. Now, you made a statement, and I have to clarify some things. The
Absolutely.
Master was raised as a Christian,
oh,
but it was also in him.
Okay.
Yep, it was also in him. Yeah, he was he's a physicist by trainer by training, aerospace engineer. Also, and one of the smartest guys I've ever met, hands down.
Yeah.
All right, and it was in him, and he just went on a quest. He was also an arms dealer too. Okay, so he went on a quest. Yeah, he went on a quest to find certain things, and he was self-taught.
Mm.
No, he didn't have a master. He said he would never allow a master. Okay, he's one of those guys too. So he went and he went all over the Asian world, Taiwan, China, Hong Kong, and was able to find old scrolls, old books that people reproduced. And the people who sold him the books did not know what the books were. He even told me one time he went into a bazaar in Hong Kong or in mainland China, it was, and he was just looking for old books. And he saw a book that was under a table that was like they were just holding up a table with. And he asked the guy, hey, what's that? Oh, that's nothing. That's an old book. And he said, let me see that book. So he said his intuition told him. And his guides told him.
Mm-hmm.
And he picked up the book, and he said he knew it was the pot of gold. And he learned ancient archaic Chinese in order to be able to decipher the books.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And no one taught him. Everything for him is self-taught.
Well, that's amazing. You know, it also helps me because it challenges then my assumptions about the picture. So thank you for that, right? You know, because I don't know anything about, like, the Tao, or it's called the Way, right?
Yeah, something like that. People call it a whole lot of stuff, but
Or the path or the way or something. Like, I know a little bit about a lot of things. Like, I'm a dangerous, like, Wikipedia entry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just like contemplating then, like, this picture, and you've traveled as well then in pursuit of this knowledge.
Oh, no, I did not. I actually met the master, you know, in America. I didn't go to Hong Kong.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, the story unfolds, yeah. Well, he's in Hong Kong right now, though. Yeah, the story's all over the place, and, you know, as you get to see it, it really unfolds.
Well, you have been doing this as a service for people. How long have you been seeing clients? In this area.
Okay, now I learned it was in the year of the wooden rooster, which was 2005, that the master decided that he will teach me I Ching, okay, and prayer booking astrology. So I've been seeing clients basically probably, you know, people weren't paying in the beginning because you got to learn. You got to learn the art. You try to do as much charts as you can. And I've done hundreds of charts. I mean, sometimes I would do a Western astrology chart, then I would do a Hindu Vedic chart, and then I would do a Purple King astrology chart. So I just to learn astrology. But, you know, most people know me for I Ching because when I go to the psychic fairs, I can't do an astrology chart there by hand because it just takes too long.
Oh, yes,
you know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, so when people know me, it's more like I'm doing I Ching. And I'm also the best out here.
Well, I'll tell you what, tomorrow we are going to be on my YouTube channel, and that's Wednesday, March 6th, and you'll be able to catch us, I think, in the future as well. I'm so excited. But tomorrow we are going to go just kind of in, not, I can't say in depth because these subjects are way too deep, but we're going to be on video. You're going to break some things down for us about, okay, like why Purple King astrology and why I Ching. And we're going to go over kind of like what it isn't, because I've got some clips from that. We've had some conversations, you know. So just something that's going to give us all a little bit more information that we can not be walking around unilluminated. And so I'm excited when you'll be joining me for that online tomorrow. And we are going to arrange for people to be able to have readings with Wang, like a special kind of short one reading or strategy. We're going to kind of work out the logistics, but I am going to be announcing that soon after I have my own session. As I stated before, Wang, I did sit with you as a client that day at the fair that I met you, and so I got to have it was a different experience. So I'm very excited for you to be able to kind of give us a deep dive on that tomorrow.
Looking forward to that. Thank you.
I mean, and so this is when a person says, astrology's for the ladies in the line at the grocery store or Cosmo magazine. When the kind of client work, can you give me an example of a person that you're doing I Ching and astrology, or like what you would say is the most intense or client kind of support that you're able to help people?
Okay. All right. Let's start from the beginning. The horoscopes that people read in the newspapers, if you can find them on the street, even if, you know, if they still have them in the magazines and what have you, that they're still very powerful tools, and they're very general, because for those people that don't know, that's from the sun sign astrology, and that's just mm-hmm. one aspect out of the 10 to 12 planets that are in the chart. But the sun is mm-hmm. the most powerful aspect of the chart, so that's why wherever they said it, what's your sign? Oh, I'm a Virgo. That's where mm-hmm. your sun placement is in the house of Virgo. But it's still very relevant. So now for mm-hmm. myself, astrology is a very powerful tool.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is a tool that was used to rule nations, to predict famine, mm-hmm. to predict wars, and, you know, it also was used to guide people through their life, a form of cosmology, mm-hmm. you know. And so when I take on a task with a client, you know, to help them, if a person ever had a choice of if they needed a spiritual guide, a spiritual tool mm-hmm. to carry them through life, to help them to make the best decisions, to help mm-hmm. them to find their path, you need to get an astrology chart mm-hmm. done by a very competent mm-hmm. astrology astrologer.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
And you have to make sure that your time of birth, place of birth, and the city are correct.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can learn a lot about your life. I think that the Chinese astrology, the Asian astrology, are the highest. I place the Purple King on the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
I see Vedic as being a very good second. All right? Because
mm-hmm.
now in the Purple King has about 34 stars.
Okay.
Or planets, if you want to use the term planets. The,
mm-hmm.
the Vedic has about seven to 10, and the
mm-hmm.
Western astrology has about 10 to 12 average that they put on there,
mm-hmm.
including asteroids and what have you. So there's a level of detail that the Chinese astrology chart gives. And the way the houses are broken down is broken down into your life, appearance, character, property, career, friendship, travel, health, money, children, spouse, siblings. So all those are aspects of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way And one of the things about another great thing about the Chinese astrology chart, the Purple King, it breaks your life down into 10-year cycles, major cycles, with major things happening, a major theme of your life at the time, things coming in and going. Then it also breaks your life down to a particular year, all right, mm-hmm. each year, based on the Chinese lunar calendar out of Beijing. So it is an awesome, and if you ever had, and Western astrology or Vedic are good systems, providing that the practitioner is competent. And it's a great tool to guide you because you. Hmm?
Yeah, well, I laugh when you said competent, you know, and to guide you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, that's what you're saying in terms of competent, like acquired knowledge versus regurgitated. You know, as you said, you can pull out an ephemeris and you understand you're not just rote responding to a definition of something. So you're giving like guidance along with like this, what you're informing the person of. And this is a long session.
Yes. Is it? Because, excuse me? Are you there?
Yes, yes. I said it sounds like a long session.
Yeah. It can be because I learned Chinese astrology with the Chinese ephemeris. I build it by hand. I write it in Chinese characters and what have you. And, you know, I also have volumes that the master and I went over and dictated. Okay.
Wow.
Right? So, you know, and there is going to come a time where eventually the master and I, well, the master will publish and reintroduce this to the world the right way, and I will assist him if need be. So it's coming.
That's awesome. I mean, I love just information. So this is again, it's super exciting when I encounter a person because it, to me, the uniqueness of encountering you on a journey at an intersection and sitting down at the table with you just to even have the brief conversation we did and to observe you subsequently. And I had friends who had readings with you. And so it is interesting when you begin to navigate with a system like that. So I'm so happy I met you, honestly. You're kind of like a unicorn.
Same here. Thank you very much.
You're like a unicorn, right? Because you're bringing a huge amount of, as you said, the best in your field of expertise.
Yes, thank you. And there's a lot of divination systems out there too, because the I Ching, it's there's volume on the I Ching, but you're not going to find it in the I Ching that you see people practice on YouTube. And if you go and look in at the books, the I Ching that I practice is the Taoist, strategic occult I Ching, not the stuff that you see in the books, because you know I don't use a book.
Yeah, I know.
Okay? Everybody who does I Ching has a book there, and they're turning pages, they're going all over. The I Ching that you see in the book was rewritten by Confucius, one of those Chinese scholars. And he did not understand it. He just rewrote it, and it was very ambiguous. If you ever do a reading with the I Ching, and, you know, you'll get wind over fire or water over fire or wind over thunder. You know, the readings themselves, it's like very philosophical, and it's just nice and poetic. But if you're trying to find out, should I marry this person? Should I buy the stock? Should I move? Should I attend this college? Is this person right for me? You're going to be thinking, you're going to have to come see me.
Right. I mean, I just told somebody, I was like, if you're thinking about moving across country, you should get an astrologer. You know, you just didn't have an astrologer, find out when to do it, you know, since you can time it under your control. Like, so, and now you're using all of your knowledge every day as well in your own life. And then you have clients then that you're passing. It's like when you're not only the client, you're the president. I think you said you would not do like anything economically significant for certain, and otherwise significant, you would not do it without using your tools then, right?
That's right. Look, these tools were building nations, okay? Coupling nations, all right? These tools were used, because remember now, in the olden days, what people cared about then are still the same things people care about now. They care about their level of wealth. They care about who it is that they're going to introduce into their life, their significant other, their career, where they live. And those, they may be, you know, how would you say, call it differently now, but these are still the same things that people care about.
Mm-hmm.
And my practice, now I'm going to say this, I practice I Ching divination to help you to make better decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I try to do it on a mundane level for you to move forward in making the right decisions. Now, You know, so if you want to know, should I buy this house? Is any money coming for me? Is this job going to be favorable for me? Is that the right person for me to mate with, you know, a spouse, date?
Mm-hmm.
Is the relationship going to last, all right? Is this the right place to bury my person?
Mm-hmm.
You know, should I hire that person? Should I take that job? Those are important things. I'm the guy for you.
Okay.
You know, is this stock going to make money? Because those are the things that fascinate me. All right. I want to help you to change your life, to get yourself economically stable. Mm-hmm. I want to help you to be in a place where the energy is flowing for you and you're in the right medium. That's what I do. Now, you know, you talk about people may go and ask like certain type of spiritual questions, and I mean, it's all right. But I really get off on just helping you to come up.
Yes. It was very, just with you asked me some questions that really just even to get going that made me like think differently. Like, and so like the whole perspective change in terms of strategy and that, I definitely can vouch for that. And I'm glad you ran that list of potentials, like, because it gives people an idea. I never thought about consulting somebody before that.
Thank you. Because I give an example. My style of divination and my style of spirituality is maybe very different from others. Because I'll give an example. Someone comes to me and say, "Hey, I want to get into this business. Is this the right business for me?" I say, "Hey, we don't approach things like that. Business, you want to know if it's going to be profitable for you." Yeah, that's it. You know, so even even how I have you kind of gauge your mindset and visualize, because I try to work with people on the questions too, to make your mind and your spirit for you to start to create that reality right then and there, because we can do that.
Yes.
You think about something the right way, you're creating it, and you're going to, even though you don't feel it, but you're actually, it's there, out there for you already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did that. I can vouch for it. I can, yeah, as yourself. Yep, that's. So if anybody wants to get in contact with you, what is the best way that they can reach you?
They can email me. At my email, the easiest way. I'm also on Instagram, and it's er dot YUE.WANG. You could hit me like that on Instagram, or you could email me ur.u.wang@outlook.com. You can reach me there.
And I will put those, if it's okay with you, I'll put those in the show notes for wherever these are available, in a place where you'll be able to see them, listeners. Thank you. We'll make sure we get that out there. Excuse me. And you were getting ready to say something else. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the name that the master gave me, I remember it was still a lot of profound things that came. When he first did my chart, he said to me, "Hey, your mouth gets you in trouble a lot." I said, "Yeah, it does." He says, "You got the star." He said, "You got a communication star." And he said that, I said, "Yeah." I said, every now and then, you know, I may say, he says, I said, "Man, I don't know why this has happened." He said, "Well, you know, you have a star in your communication house. And this, you know, you're going to do this type of work," he said. He says, "You know, your style is different. And it may even be offensive, all right? Because you may say something not meaning it, but it may come off that way." And I get my mouth gets me in trouble a lot of times. I'm telling you, it does. So that's why he used to call me the gator, a crocodile, because the crocodile and alligator has a big mouth, and all it does is just bite, 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 and it just, you know, he's like, "Man, the crocodile, oh, the mouth is a vicious mouth." So that's why, so Ur-U is like big fish, crocodile fish. And and then Wang means king. So I tend to just go by Wang because, you know, everybody likes that king thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know that was the meaning behind your name. So that I do have your card with the purple crocodile on it, so I can get that, but I didn't know that that's what Ur-U was.
Yeah, crocodile fish, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
He used to tease me, man. He used to call me Gator because he's like, every so often I'd say something the wrong way, or I may just say something and just like, it just didn't go the way it was supposed to go.
Chop, chop, right.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is so interesting. I thank you really for coming on this evening and sharing. I know that I will continue to learn more about you as I have my sessions, and we're going to have our video tomorrow, and then I do have a couple referrals out for you, and we're going to arrange for people to have readings with you as well. So I'm like a student, a lifelong learner, so part of me is really drawn to start going in, but I'm like, I'm not going to go into the books. I'm going to ask you some questions. Let me get my questions together.
Oh, sure.
When you have a living library and a person in front of you, that is a treasure. So, Wayne, thank you. Is there anything that you would want people to know about journey into discovering themselves or your divination or you know, the essence of the telling to leave on the shelf for people?
You know, there's so much, but I am a student. I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. And what I'm learning is fascinating. First and foremost, learning about myself, learning about this thing called karma, where karma placed me with that lady who's my mother, that person who's my father, those people who are friends. You know, it placed me in my career. It made me with this burning desire to continue to grow spiritually as a human being, you know, to break barriers. You know, it's just so much about me that I'm still learning and trying to discover. And I love spirituality. I love my spirituality that I'm growing into. And, you know, I mean, I'm not a religious person. I meditate daily at least for an hour, hour and a half each day. Even if I have to leave the house early, I'll get it in. You know, I'll get up 4 or 5 in the morning if I have to, go to bed early. And I'm trying to open up myself to the universe, you know, have a better relationship with the ancestors, do the work that I came here to do to evolve my spirit and to do mm-hmm. my part to evolve the collective humanity
mm-hmm.
through love, through kindness, through patience, through knowledge, through guidance, you know. And I'm not perfect either, so don't let all that soft stuff fool you. You know, I still got a lot to learn and to do, but you know, I'm still a student, and there's so much to learn. And we sometimes get so carried away thinking just because, as you mentioned before, regurgitated knowledge. You get a little knowledge, all of a sudden now you think you're the one who actually who came up with the knowledge, you know,
right?
Where in fact, you may just be regurgitating some stuff that other people did, and I'm sure you are. I know I am.
mm-hmm,
I didn't even get this stuff.
But behind every book was at some point the oral passing of tradition and knowledge.
Oh yeah, very big.
You know, so you're in the most fundamental form of learning was at the knee of an ancestor elder in wisdom.
Yes. I'm sorry,
excuse me, go ahead. You know, Georgia pollen.
Oh, yeah, and the season is coming. It's coming. I even had one time a psychic said to me, he said, hey, I saw you in China in ancient times. You told me that.
mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's a lot to us, you know, there's a lot to us then, you know, and sometimes you don't think you know it all. Just listening, just kind of like, okay, that makes sense, maybe, okay, all right, cool, okay, we'll see,
right?
Because you know how is it now that I, a black guy born in
mm-hmm.
Jamaica,
mm-hmm.
is met up with a Chinese master and he gave me one of the most precious things that he had, which was the knowledge of I Ching and the Purple King astrology. And he also took great pains to teach it to me, to what, you know, imagine it, dummying down ancient Mandarin to teach me to write, to read, and, you know, it's a lot. So
yeah.
there has to have been and he says that, I remember he said he had other students in the past, and he said some of the students, they would just disappear, like guy break a leg, you know, accident.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he would watch the signs, and he says as certain things happened to people, he knew that it wasn't meant for them
mm-hmm.
to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I passed all the tests.
So you just kept coming and passing.
Yes. Exactly.
And so that, would you touched a little bit about karma in terms of energy connectedness between souls. Is that what you mean when you say karma? Then, yes.
Karma is very broad, very, very broad. And that's one aspect of it, because just like when I look at someone's birth chart, the chart is a diagram of things that's not really seen. You know, so the chart
mm-hmm.
just gives us a visual so that we can kind of pinpoint certain things and have a framework. But yes, there is, the karma is broad, and there's karma that has brought you and I together. There's karma
mm-hmm.
that has brought you with your siblings, you know, with your parents. The karma is broad. Very, very, I sometimes call it karmic GPS. It puts you where you need to be with who you need to be, and you can make it or break it.
Right, right. and knowledge that you're in it, if you can get the knowledge that you're in it, in the context of it, or be aware, what do you say earlier about that you kind of like live in ignorance of the nature of your reality until you become aware?
Of course, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. I know that it's interesting because even connecting to you, I've had past lives where it said that I was in an Asian ancient time under a phoenix and dragon energy. And, you know, so that when it came up, like you said, you just kind of like, huh, okay. You like accept a knowingness about yourself as it comes through.
It's easier to do it that way because we have lived countless lives doing many things. And, you know, if in this life, this is who we are, I'll accept it. I'll do the best I can with it. But mm-hmm. I'm also very fascinated with what brought me to this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be here in this lifetime, as you said, as a Jamaican I Ching practitioner is pretty unique. That chart, I'm sure he probably, when he saw your chart, I mean, he probably saw, I'm assuming he never shared with you everything that he saw in it.
Well, he didn't have to because eventually he taught me.
Oh, yeah, you knew.
And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, yeah. So I know my chart like I know the back of my hand, and he and I have somewhat like the similar configuration of our charts. So it was definitely something that was karmically aligned, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I can't wait till the movie comes out, and you know, the movie behind the book and system when he releases, if he does that teaching. And thank you, Wang. We are going to be back tomorrow on the Viber YouTube channel. I said that's V-I-B-E for energy, mm-hmm. R-A-R-Y on YouTube. And you can just search for Wang's name as well. Hopefully it'll come up in the top results since we've been pushing it out there with the announcement for a couple weeks now. And I thank you. As you said, er.yue.wang on Instagram. And there's no dots or hyphens in your email, is there?
Yeah, same thing. er.yue.wang@outlook.com.
Outlook.com. Okay, excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much. This has been the Psychic and Sideshow. Now, in 2 weeks, my guest on the show is Leslie Shankman. Now, Leslie is a way shower, and she works with the Stellar Nations. And you might be interested in this, Wang. The Stellar Nations is a channeled cosmology, a cosmic astrology. And it's a two-volume set that was channeled in by a group of like 10 or 12 Hungarians back 15, 20 years ago. And it talks about basically the astrology of these nations of the dragons, of the lion, the winged lions, the Pegasus, the unicorn, and how they all kind of interplay in our planet. So I think you would really get a groove out of it just to kind of hear.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited already.
I had my Stellar Nations Antares code interpreted with her, and it was very cool. So I love getting to have these conversations with you, Wang, and I appreciate you so much. And
thank
to
you.
All of you this week, I hope that you have a wonderful and blessed time. And let me also just say and pause here that I want to honor and respect our now beloved ancestor, Gloria Parker, the lady of many hats, the psychic bartender, and the founder of the big psychic fair up at the Blue Barn. She did transition this past weekend, and I will forever be grateful for her light that she shone and for the tutelage that she gave as a wise master numerologist herself. And I don't know, Wang, if you want to, I'll pause here as well since you also knew her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gloria was a character, and she did things her way, and we love her for that. Okay, she was tough.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. She's giving. She is right now. Oh man, she's having her way now. Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah, she's having her way now. Now she got some freedom with her. She don't got to be worrying about her breathing or anything like that. Now she's giving them a run for their money now. Okay.
Absolutely. And I'm going to, of course, share my interview with Gloria because she is a beautiful. She's a hoot. I'll tell you, she had a mouth, but she had a lot of wisdom.
Yes, she did. Yes. So, awesome person. But, yes, I did.
I have to give her moment now. So, but thank you, Wang, and I appreciate you. Everyone, have a beautiful week. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody. Bye-bye.